It wasn't that many years ago that local brass bands seemed to be a fading tradition. They never completely went out of existence, of course. How could you have a second line without them? There just weren't a whole lot of new ones. Some, myself included, worried that with the new and decentralized charter school system, it might be even more difficult to continue what has always been a cherished neighborhood tradition. New Orleans-born Kelvin Harrison, one of the directors of the Kip McDonough 15 Middle School, who teaches instrumental music there, says we shouldn't worry.
In fact, I see it almost completely opposite. It seems like there are more kids engaged in the whole process of playing in brass bands. I know coming up as a young kid here in New Orleans, there were few groups. Nowadays, there are kids all over.
Calvin says what started as just gathering working instruments for kids right after Hurricane Katrina has blossomed into a music program that has put brass bands back front and center. The success became really obvious, he says, at a recent Kip School's gala event where three different brass band groups played.
I mean, they really got it in terms of knowing when and where and what the roles demanded of them.
Karan Brown, the other McDonough 15 Middle School music educator, was born and went to high school in Los Angeles. He chose to come back to the South, the home of his mother and her family, to go to Jackson State University, getting a degree in music education. 3 years into his job, he can attest to the pride his students project being in a real brass band. There's even a little competition among them.
It stems from, you know, obviously generations of in their family and their communities, you know, where their brothers or sisters played or their uncles play. And, you know, they have that reputation they have to uphold in their family as, you know, being able to play. So when they come up to another student that says, hey, man, you know, let's play this, or do you know how to play that? You can't play that. You know, there's a built-in, you know, camaraderie at the same time there's a little competition. So they love that. And it's definitely something that I see with all New Orleans students, especially in our program.
All of which has been noticed by other band directors across the city. Karan again.
There's a great deal of buy-in from more music educators when it comes to brass band now because of the Class Got Brass program. I know I have a few colleagues who are from New Orleans, and there weren't a lot of brass bands in their time as far as trying to, you know, while they were in schools. So now with the Class Got Brass competition, there are many more high school, middle school directors starting up brass bands and really trying to bring that tradition, I guess you could say, back to the community and to the culture.
Kelvin agrees.
The bands are getting better and better. I mean, the competition is pretty serious right now. I mean, we've got a middle school group, and so the kids are like, wait a minute, we were in the lead. And now all of a sudden, we've got all this competition. Because of programs like the Class Got Brass, they've got a venue, they've got an avenue now that they see as a support system where they can get on board with that. And it's great because, you know, the kids are given instruments, and we've got people like Trombone Shorty and a lot of guys from the various bands, the Dirty Dozen and some of the other bands there as the judges. And they come up and they talk with the kids and encourage them, and that means a whole lot.
To hear all the bands competing at Class Got Brass, as well as all the other attractions at the New World's Rhythm Festival, go to Congo Square this Sunday. For more information, go to wwno.org or NOLAVIE, NOLAVIE.com. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Litwin.